to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate's bipartisan deal to boost border security has the endorsement of the Border Patrol Union, and the Border Patrol Commissioner says it gives them the strongest set of tools in decades. It appears, however, the deal won't get even a vote in the House of Representatives.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer imploring his colleagues in the other party to ignore calls to kill their hard-fought immigration deal.
Whether or not senators can drown out the outside noise, drown out people like Donald Trump who want chaos, and do the right thing.
The Senate's Republican leader urging his party to do the same, even as House Republicans say they will kill the deal. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The rain's still coming down in Southern California. Three people have died so far in the storms. The worry remains that mudslides still pose a significant threat. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, in regular contact with King Charles, says he's thinking about the king following Monday's cancer diagnosis. This is ABC News. The full House of Representatives today expected to vote on impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans accuse him of breaking the law when it comes to his handling of the southern border. Democrats call it blatantly political. Jury deliberations continued today in the trial of Jennifer Crumbly. She is facing involuntary manslaughter charges in Michigan in connection with her son's deadly rampage at his high school. And more people were tuning in to music's biggest night.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's record-setting album of the year win, Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs' Fast Car duet, Jay-Z's fiery speech, it all helped boost the Grammys audience big time. The show averaging 16.9 million viewers, up 34% from last year, and the biggest audience since before the start of the pandemic. CBS and the Recording Academy say streaming viewership was up big time as well, a 173% increase over last year. We're told the audience peaked around 9:45 to 10 p.m. Eastern during the In Memoriam segment. Over 18 million were watching. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man convicted of pepper spraying police officers during the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol argues he should get a shorter sentence. Federal prosecutors say 41 months in prison is appropriate, but lawyers for Riley Casper of Pulaski say he's matured over the last 3 years. Casper is set to be sentenced tomorrow. Democratic presidential primary voters in Wisconsin will have a choice after the state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to appear on the April ballot. Phillips says the justice has made the right call for democracy.
It's so much less about my campaign and just so much more about how we Americans practice democracy and whether we should allow our two big parties to suppress it.
Phillips on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Phillips Clergy Association would like to invite anyone who wants to know how to talk to someone about abortion, has dealt with abortion in any way, or dealt with its aftermath, to dinner and a movie. This will be on February 13th at 6 p.m. at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church on Highway 13 in Phillips. Please call 715-339-4632 to RSVP. All are welcome, and it's appropriate for all ages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
Yeah. No, we think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs' right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL, ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Q Country.
This is Keith Evans.
It's my station.
98 Q Country.
Thank you.
cracks.
Hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said,
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Beckham is new one called 23 at 98Q Country. And just like that, you wake up and it's a Tuesday, huh? The sixth day of February. I've got something in our forecast that is very, very rare. Snow! Friday night and into Saturday morning, they're telling us that we could get 2 to 4 inches of snow. Look at that. That is a rare thing this winter. So in between now and then, temperatures will continue to be in the mid-40s. 46 today, tomorrow, and Thursday. 36 on Friday. 31 on Saturday. The ground is going to be plenty warm when this snow does fall Friday night into Saturday, if that does hold true. So we'll see about the stickability of the whole thing. So Friday 7, actually... The whole range of it is Friday 7 a.m. through Saturday 7 a.m., but the brunt of it, it looks like, is going to be Friday night, overnight Friday night, into very early Saturday morning, about 5, 6 Saturday morning. So that's what they're telling us right now.
All right, we will get you updated on what's going on with Twice an Hour. We get you a little news, a little sports. So ABC, let's do it.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate's bipartisan deal to boost border security has the endorsement of the Border Patrol Union, and the Border Patrol Commissioner says it gives them the strongest set of tools in decades. It appears, however, the deal won't get even a vote in the House of Representatives.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer imploring his colleagues in the other party to ignore calls to kill their hard-fought immigration deal.
Whether or not senators can drown out the outside noise, drown out people like Donald Trump who want chaos, and do the right thing.
The Senate's Republican leader urging his party to do the same, even as House Republicans say they will kill the deal. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The rain's still coming down in Southern California. Three people have died so far in the storms. The worry remains that mudslides still pose a significant threat. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, in regular contact with King Charles, says he's thinking about the king following Monday's cancer diagnosis. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New research shows the amount of time Wisconsin doctors are spending using healthcare record software is contributing to burnout. The findings are published in the Annals of Family Medicine. It looked at the amount of time doctors spent on Epic Systems' MyChart app. It found the time spent on MyChart went up almost a half hour between 2019 and last year. Researchers say that's taking a toll. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is under attack from efforts in Wisconsin to curb diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
It's also a time to remember that it's up to us to continue that fight so that our ancestors know that their work was not in vain.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, March 16th at Legion Post 182 here in Park Falls, it's the Flambeau Area Sportsman's Banquet. Starting with a social hour at 4:30 and dinner at 6:30, there will also be gun raffles, games, and auction. Tickets are $25, and to purchase tickets, please call Leroy Schultz at 715-762-4413. There will only be 125 tickets sold, so order early.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Jazz 123-108. Doc Rivers says the team found open shots. They just couldn't score against the Jazz.
I thought when they went big early, we rushed. That's why I called the timeout. So guys, just settle down. We're going to get every shot we want. And we did. We just couldn't make any of them. And the more we missed, the bigger they got.
The Bucks take on the Suns in Phoenix tomorrow night. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin loses to Purdue 75-69 before a sold-out audience at the Kohl Center. Greg Garden coming up short again to the number 2 ranked Boilermakers.
Competition at its highest level is very rewarding. It can be very painful, as today is, but it's rewarding. And now, you know, we got to get better before we get to mid-March and see them again.
NFL Packers defensive coaching staff has been told they are free to interview with other teams after hiring a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. So defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery, who's been with the team since 2015, will interview with the New England Patriots. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Park Manor River's Edge in Park Falls is holding a certified nurse's aide class starting in February. The course consists of 100 hours of classroom and clinical hours. Upon successful completion, those committing to Park Manor employment will earn competitive wages and be eligible for bonus opportunities based on your employment commitment and your employment hire status. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility which prides itself on providing excellent quality care and rehabilitation services for short-term rehab and long-term care. Reserve your spot before February 9th. For more details, register online on Indeed or reach out to the nurse's aide student via email, Tawny M, that's T-A-W-N-Y, Tawny M, at parkmanorwi.com or call 715-762-2449.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors, the Park Falls Sammy Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than...
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
Stop, midnight, T-top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put the roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map.
Rolling Stone Uptown.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. And thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew, thank God for giving me you.
Baby.
next and more new stuff. This is My Dirt at 98Q Country at 17 before 7. It is 6:43. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. We got some sad news this morning that Toby Keith was diagnosed with cancer about 18 months ago, and there was word overnight that Toby Keith has passed away at the age of 62. Country legend Toby Keith, 62, according to a statement on his official website. Toby was surrounded by his family, who said that he fought his fight with grace and courage. Leaves behind his wife of nearly 40 years and three kids and four grandkids. So Toby Keith passing from cancer at the age of 62. We'll do a little Toby tribute a little bit later on here this morning. News and sports to come at the top of the hour. There were a lot of local games last night. Basketball, girls and boys, winding down their regular seasons before we start throwing together the brackets and doing our WIAA tournaments. So we'll get to all the info for you, all the scores from yesterday, coming up at 7 o'clock.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for four lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with autopay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Bury me in Georgia. I'm alone. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight. Before I change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get gone. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only I'm only one call away.
Woods, yesterday was just, you went out mid-afternoon yesterday and you're like, whoa, whoa, it feels spring. With temperatures pushing 50, and it's going to be the same way again today with temperatures right around 46, 48 degrees. Those winds will be south. A little breezier today at 7 to 14. We do have snow in the forecast, though. It looks like Friday, late Friday into early Saturday morning. They're telling us we could get 2 to 4 inches here in the Park Falls area. It's a rare forecast to see anything above like 1% chance of snow. So that's there's a little bit of a chance also on Thursday, but if that happens, it's probably going to be rain on Thursday. And, of course, with the mild surfaces and such, with all the warm weather, I'm not optimistic that snow will stick. It may be 4 inches, but how much of it will actually, you know, accumulate on the ground. So snow flurries will continue into parts of Saturday. And then after that, pretty much nada until maybe mid-late next week. All right, let's get some words of wisdom to get this Tuesday moving here. It is February the 6th. It is 2024. That's the year. Focus on the Family, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
If your children have launched into adulthood recently, congratulations. You're entering a new chapter of life called the empty nest years. On the horizon ahead of you are obstacles to overcome and exciting new opportunities to take advantage of. The question to answer in this season of life is, how do I move forward with purpose? To that end, allow me to offer three suggestions. First, start putting your kids' childhood behind you. Letting go of the parenting phase of life isn't always easy, but it's important to do. You'll struggle to begin this new journey if you haven't properly ended the last one. Give yourself time to grieve, then get on to suggestion number two, which is set new goals. That could be as simple as a new gym membership or as challenging as a college degree or a career change. The point is to channel your energy toward new ambitions that inspire you with a sense of purpose. Third, make new friends and nurture current relationships. This could be an exciting time for you and your spouse. Also, committed friendships are life-giving, literally. They enrich what's positive in our lives, and they strengthen us when circumstances get hard. Just because your active years of parenting are over, that doesn't mean life is over. You're getting started on the second half. Just as your children are navigating their new lives and moving toward new horizons, so are you. It's time to spread your wings and fly. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
We are going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high of 46 this afternoon. Our wind out of the south at about 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 48. Then on Thursday, a little bit of light rain with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Introducing...
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me.
Your station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
Streak, yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing has gone too far.
Big dog will fight when you rattle him. lioness cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's a